Right now, we talk Illinois basketball. If you're on hold, stay there. We're talking Illinois basketball. We are joined by the head coach there. He is in his fourth season at Illinois. Led Illinois to the largest turnaround among schools from the six major conferences last season. Led Illinois to a top 25 finish last season for the first time since 2006. Illinois is 15-5. They are number five in both polls. They're at Minnesota on Saturday. Brad Underwood is their head coach. Brad, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Oh, it's my pleasure. Glad to be back, Jim.
Good to have you back, Brad. Thanks for the time. All right, so you beat Northwestern on Tuesday night. Let me start right there because that's a game where you got off to a great start, then you had some foul trouble, but you still managed to find a way to get it done. What did you make of how your guys dealt with their attempts, Northwestern's, to get back into that game and the way they finished the game?
Well, it had an NCAA tournament feel from this standpoint. It was a night that we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. We dealt with adversity. We had Kofi played four and a half minutes the first half. They got a couple early fouls for the first time in a long time. And our bench guys stepped up huge. And we maintained a nice lead and give Northwestern credit. Chris does a great job, and his kids fought, and they made some shots. And you've got to find a way to win games when you're not at your best. And we weren't at our best. And Northwestern had something to do with that, but those games happen in postseason, and I told our kids afterwards I was proud of them because everything's not going to go smooth in postseason play, and you got to grind one out, and that's what we did.
Illinois head coach Brad Underwood is joining us. You mentioned Kofi Cockburn, 17-10, which is pretty much right on his season average. You knew the potential he had when he first arrived on campus, but what does it mean to you to see the level that he has taken his game to?
Well, he's become really consistent. And that's the one thing that he was not last year. He had some big games, he had some big moments, but then he had some, he'd go two or three games where he wasn't at his best. And now he's turned into a dominant force on both ends of the court, really every night out. And he's moved up the scouting report of opponents. He's at the top. People are trying to double team him, triple him, whatever they have to do. He's handled that with great maturity and he's a more confident kid. The old saying, the best thing about freshmen is they become sophomores, is very true in his case. And he's in better shape. He's physically just very strong. And he's having a very, very, very solid sophomore year.
You know that thing, too. Like, the best thing about freshmen is they become sophomores. And the other old saying is you can't teach size. He's got plenty of that. It seems like from the outside, he's also got, like, a huge desire to put in the time, to put in the work. He wants to be great. He's willing to listen and learn. I mean, is that the case with him? And can you teach that sort of thing?
No, he was brought up that way. And he's a young man that started basketball so late, and he's a sponge. He just wants to absorb information. And he wants to be challenged. There's not many kids in today's world that, coach, if I'm not playing hard, take me out and run me. He goes, I got to get it ingrained that I've got to go hard all the time. My motor's got to be high. He's a guy that constantly is in your ear about, okay, what I do on that play. He just wants to learn, and to his credit, he's a very quick learner. It's really a joy to work with somebody like that.
When talking to Brad Underwood, Brad, if we were to go back to last season, there was a stretch in early February where you dropped four straight, but then you bounced back to win five of the last six, including win over number nine Penn State. Assistant coach Stephen Gentry told ESPN that he did a deep dive on the offensive end afterwards. I'm curious, what did you and he learn from that, and did that carry over to this season?
Well, I think we had to figure out how to utilize really good guards along with Kofi and make sure that we had the right balance. And Kofi's number one in the country in usage and ball screens. And yet you've got a guy that is a National Player of the Year candidate in IO. And finding that balance, not being in positions to turn the ball over. We knew we had some different personnel this year than last year, and so it was making the adjustments. It's advanced analytics. It was putting all of that together with a system that we thought would best fit this group. And Steven's a very creative mind, so it's been something that's been very positive, and we've got a nice balance of kind of a continuity motion, and then we've got a lot of ball screen action.
Brad Underwood's my guest. Now, you and I have talked about Iowa in the past. One of the things that jumps out to me about his game is that he seems like he's always in the right spot at the right time. The way he describes it, quote, "I'm a winner and I look for the win at the end of the day. My closing instincts just took over. Some nights I don't have to score 30 for us to get the win," end of quote. So how different is he now from when you and I last spoke about him, and what makes him so unique?
Yeah, I think when you talk about Iowa, it's the winner things. It's not just a capital W, it's the whole word. And he does whatever it takes. He's much more patient this year. There's a maturity about him being an upperclassman, being a junior. He's seen it all. He's seen every defense. He's seen every coverage. And there's a confidence that comes with that. He's an exceptional worker. And the one thing that translates with that is confidence. So you put confidence to go with experience, and now you've got a guy that, you know, feels like he doesn't have to go score 30. He can get his teammates involved. And yet, you know, a couple of games ago on the road at Nebraska, you know, last 4 minutes, and he goes, "I've got this." And he had it. I mean, he scored 14 straight and made a couple of passes that led to other baskets right after that. So, you know, he's a guy that's had a triple-double this year, the third one in our school's history. You know, he can do everything to help win, and he is the ultimate definition of a winner.
So that confidence you speak of, I mean, does he show up and he just had that already, or does he have that confidence because of what you just said? He's an exceptional worker.
Both. I mean, he's always been a very confident young guy in his ability, and I think the one thing that happened, you know, you get rocked. You know, you come to college as a freshman, and everybody tells these kids today they're one and done, they're this or that. Well, all of a sudden you get to college, and you find out it's really hard, and he got rocked. But he is such a high-character kid, that didn't faze him. That just said, okay, I've got things to work on. And he goes and puts that time in. And with that now, those aren't weaknesses anymore. Or those, you know, he's added 30 pounds. He's added, you know, 8 inches to his vertical jump or 9 inches. He's added, you know, he couldn't bench 185 when he got here. Now he does it 18 times. All that comes with confidence and hard work. And that combination of having dealt with some bumps in the road gives him that confidence that, hey, I've put in the time. I know what's coming.
We're talking to Illinois head basketball coach Brad Underwood. You know, Brad, you guys are among the leaders in adjusted offensive efficiency and three-point shooting. I'm curious, what's to say about the coaching staff and the players that you could take such an enormous step this season and do so in the middle of a pandemic? How did you do that?
Well, I think it's good players, you know, and I think it's finding the right group. You know, that they're committed. I think I've always got the saying, we take character over characters. So I think it reflects on the character of our locker room. The guys that are in there, we've become old, in terms of old, you know, not a young team anymore. Last year we were really young. We are starting a freshman this year, but we're still a team that is more mature, has a lot of experience. So those guys, were able to pick up, they understand. When we made the adjustments and tweaks, they knew exactly what we were trying to do and why. And then they work. So, you know, that combination has been pretty doggone good for us.
So finally, where does that leave you now? For instance, it's a program with so much history and so much tradition, but it did have some struggles in recent years. You and I have talked since you arrived. What was the vision that you had for the program when you first got there, and how close are you to realizing that vision now?
Yeah, I'm really proud of that, Jim. When I took over, the Associated Press, I think, named it the 11th ranked program in the history of college basketball. And for whatever reason, there could be a million of them, the program had suffered. We went to the 2005 Final Four. And to me, we've just now got this back to where it belongs. And we've got great fan base. We've got 15,500 every night in a non-pandemic year. Passionate basketball fans and a university where it's important. I'm excited that we've gotten the level of basketball back to where I think it should be, you know, each and every year. And I know there's off years, and I know there's great years, but this is a great program, and I'm excited to get this thing back to where it, in my opinion, it should be.
Illinois, 15-5. They're number 5 in both polls. Number 5 in both polls, and they've got a big one coming up against Minnesota on Saturday. Their head coach is Brad Underwood. Brad, always good to have you on the show. Great to get caught up. Appreciate the conversation. Thank you very much. Good luck. We'll do it again soon.
Look forward to it, Jim. Thank you.
You too, Brad. Thank you. Brad Underwood has done an amazing job there. Top 5. And that's the first time they've been in that position since 2005.